This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is simply put, it's a lubricant. It's a solvent. And the byproduct you get from that is a fully treated weapon. Treated against environmental interference, which means it's going to run no matter where you're at. Check them out at froglube.com. Besides being a better than average teacher, Colonel Jeff Cooper was also keen when it came to observation and research. He sort of, his approach, which sort of happened for him late in life, sort of reminds me of that of Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee used to take, he was a very keen student of all forms of unarmed fighting. But Bruce Lee was left-handed, so he would like to watch Muhammad Ali. He would take a TV and aim it at a mirror and watch the reflection so he could see how a left-hander would do it. That's the kind of dedication and observation that Colonel Jeff Cooper had. He would look at the Southwest Combat League contests and his own leather slaps at Big Bear, California, and he would analyze the form and style of the winning shooters. Coupled with his personal knowledge and experience, he developed a very superior method for fighting with the handgun. Now, the modern technique of the pistol was developed by Colonel Jeff Cooper, who was the founder of Gunsight Academy, has been so successful that almost all of the prominent defensive handgun instructors of today either teach it or teach a close variation of it. Sadly, not too many of them give credit to Mr. Cooper for his innovation in defensive shooting. I'll just tell you right now, Cooper was first. He was the one. He was the Jonathan Livingston Seagull of his time. Many new shooters don't even know what the term actually means, the modern technique of the pistol. It involves four major parts, and here they are. He likes a big bore auto-loading pistol. Cooper favored this pistol for its proven fight-stopping characteristics, its ease of handling, and ability to reload it very quickly. Now, he personally preferred the Colt 1911 and 45 ACP, but he also gave the nod to the CZ-75 and the Browning High Power and a few other guns. He was not a big fan of the 9mm, however, and called double-action semi-auto pistols the answer to an unasked question. CZ-75 in 1985 was reckoned to be the best 9mm pistol in the world, semi-auto loader. Browning High Power, of course, came from a time from the 1911. One of the reasons that I have decided to reacquaint myself with the 1911 is that the 1911 is a proven fight stopper. Jeff Cooper was a big proponent of the Weaver stance. He borrowed this from Deputy Sheriff Jack Weaver, who was consistently beating them all in the combat matches. This is the one where one arm is straight, one arm is bent. It's an isometric hold on the handgun. Shooting hand pushes forward and the support hand pulls back. And it is the key to fast multiple shots using full power ammunition. It can be done with both arms bent and still mitigate recoil. Jeff Cooper was a big, big proponent of the flash sight picture. Early on, he realized that when shooters focused on their front sights, their number of center hits went up dramatically. He also realized that at close range, you really don't have to carefully line up both the front and rear sight, nor do you have the time to do it in a gunfight. So just get the front sight on the target as quickly as possible, see the front sight clearly, and launch your shot. The effectiveness of that technique is amazing. And then there was what he called the surprise break. He taught his students to press the trigger instead of giving it a healthy jerk. They would throw the sights off target. In practice, you begin this technique very slowly, pressing gently until the shot is launched. Done properly, the shot should come as almost a surprise. When you practice further, you learn to compress all the right moves and deliver his shot quickly and accurately. So the combination of number three and number four is why you hear the instructors admonish their students with front sight press, front sight press. Colonel Jeff Cooper began teaching the modern technique at his Gunsight Academy in about 1976. To date, there has not been a more effective method of managing the fighting pistol that hasn't been brought forward yet. So whether you have gone to Gunsight or not, a lot of the things that we all practice, we owe to this grand old man and the modern technique of the pistol. Gunfighting, effective gunfighting, is a remarkably simple process, and it's all based upon practice. It's all based upon steps. And there I just gave you all the steps you need to be successful. One thing I like about Jeff Cooper was very instrumental in developing the 10mm, which I'm a big fan. I prefer the 10 to the 45 ACP, unless it's in a 1911. And then they're even in my view. If I had a 1911 platform with a 10mm, I'd be happy with that too. But having said that, given what we have nowadays in the development of self-defense ammunition and the mitigation that some of these guns bring to mastering recoil, and then the way some of these modifiers take them and take them that one step further, I'm not really sure the big bore is a necessary thing. The big bore is a proven thing. 9mm, I have no idea yet. I need to look into this because I carry Polycase Inceptors in my guns, in both 45 and 9mm. In the 10mm, I just carry some sort of hollow point. I don't remember what it was. Just some sort of hollow point that I throw in there, and it's a 10mm hollow point. So that's heap big pain. But Cooper was very big on the big bore. The thing about the 10mm that I think he liked was the 10mm is the combination of the high capacity 9 with the big bore capability of that exceeds the 45. What is not to like about that? The problem was that, there were a few problems at the time. The Bren 10, which came out, was a very good pistol. It was the most prevalent, or it was one of the more prevalent pistols, but it had very bad support. Colt put out a 10mm. I think they called it the Delta Elite. I'm pretty sure that was a pretty good gun. I never got to shoot one of those. The Rock Island Armory 10mm 1911 platform is beautiful. It is a beautiful gun, and it shoots very well. And then there's Glockzilla, which weighs less and recoils a little less than the all-steel Rock Island Armory, which is amazing to consider. But all of that, 10mm, the modern technique of the pistol, that all goes back to Jeff Cooper. So, like Bruce Lee, Jeff Cooper was a pioneer of his time. And the stuff that he taught still rings true today. And, if you haven't thought about it lately, if you're carrying a gun, this is the guy that formulated a lot of the ways that we do what we do effectively as far as the actual technique. I've got a question for you. Do you think the GOP will move some national reciprocity forward now that it's personal? This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube, what I like about Frog Lube is it's a two-tier process. Solvent, clean everything. You can take the solvent and drop it into it. You can just pour it into a bucket and pull your gun apart and drop it in it. Everything, polymer, steel, whatever. Stick it in there. including your night sights. Your night sights can go in there, and it's not going to, the solvent's not going to hurt them at all. Pull it out, wipe down the metal parts, let it air dry, get some of the extreme, wipe down everything that's metal. Don't worry about those guys that say, well, there's only certain points of the Gluck that you have to lubricate. We're going for something else besides that, because Frog Lube treats your weapon. It treats the metal of your weapon, makes it more resistant to the things that attack metal, like moisture. And that's just the way you do it. That's how you increase the Frog Lube IQ. Check them out at froglube.com. Yesterday, the New York Times reported that GOP members in the Congress are showing more interest in gun legislation in the wake, of the shooting at the Alexandria ball field by a far-left registered Democrat and a Bernie Sanders volunteer who cased the place with a phone, camera phone, acting out of pure partisan hatred, and according to the FBI, totally random. According to the newspaper, conservative lawmakers, some of whom were nearly the victims of gun violence, have pressed to loosen gun controls. Most of the legislation has been in development for months and in some cases years. But the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia, which left Scalise of Louisiana, the majority whip, grievously injured and three others less seriously wounded, served as motivation for Republicans on both sides of the Capitol to move. The article noted, to Republican advocates, it is now personal. Second Amendment activists across the country who have been pushing the notion of a national concealed carry reciprocity law, the fact that it is now personal may smack of hypocrisy, as it does for me. But it's also a little bit of an epiphany. We have a bunch of Republicans who seem to forget at times that they are in the majority, and they can therefore pass reciprocity legislation with a friendly White House apparently willing to sign it. Now they resolve may have been tested. The gun owners who gave Republicans the Capitol Hill majority and the Oval Office expect more than just some lip service. The fact that Representative Steve Scalise had to unfortunately provide an object lesson appears to have gotten the attention of the GOP majority. The gun prohibition lobby admitted to the newspaper that they're eating dust on this subject. Josh Horowitz, executive director of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, acknowledged, Congress right now is a difficult place for any progressive issue, and ours is no exception. Reports that would-be political assassin James Hodgkinson had a list naming six Republican members of Congress seem to have gotten GOP attention, perhaps more than the pleadings of constituents. Now that their ox has been gored, will Republicans do what gun rights advocate Alan Gottlieb asked President Donald Trump to do? Make the Second Amendment great again. A proposal by Representative Barry Loudermilk, who was at the baseball field when Scalise and the others were wounded, would allow congressmen and women licensed to carry in their home states to carry in Washington, D.C. That is a very dangerous carve-out. And it's a hypocritical carve-out, Senator, or Representative, excuse me. His colleague, Richard Hudson, introduced the National Reciprocity Bill in January, but it languishes in committee waiting for a hearing. Congress will break soon for the summer recess, and members will be back in their districts, and if they hold town hall meetings, gun owners may want to be in attendance. There is opposition, of course, to concealed carry. Anti-gun Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton told the Times, Washington, D.C. is the last place you want to condone or allow concealed carry weapons. They are certainly not going to be successful if I have anything to say about it. Unfortunately, Congresswoman, you don't vote. You're with D.C. You don't have a vote. So if you have anything to say about it, something will have changed, unless something has changed and I'm not aware of it. Her hypocrisy on the issue is glaring. According to a newspaper article, she objected not only to the attempt to bypass the city's strict gun laws, but also to the timing of the push. The Hill carried a piece about how gun rights activists can push back Ms. Holmes Norton is quoted as saying, "It says everything about my colleagues that they would use the occasion of a tragedy on one of our members to come forward the day after with one of these bills." Exploiting tragedy to press the gun prohibition agenda has never been a concern for the anti-gunners. That's part of the strategy. Then comes Representative Peter King and Mickey Thompson, reportedly warming up their bipartisan bill to expand federal background checks to all firearm sales. The newspaper said this bill was inspired by the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Except that wouldn't have stopped it. Those guns were bought with a background check. Both King and Thompson are shooting blanks, and they know it. Sandy Hook killer Adam Lanza skipped the background check by murdering his mom, who went through the background check and taken her guns. Other mass shooters have passed background checks. Elliot Rogers, Nidal Hassan, James Holmes, Aaron Alexis, Christopher Harper Mercer, Vester Lee Flanagan, and, of course, James Hodgkinson. And even the New York Times has admitted this. Grassroots gun rights activists figured it's time for their rights and interests to be on equal footing, regardless of where they travel in the United States. And most mass shooting victims are average citizens with no public office. But you know what? Representatives and senators, men and women of the U.S. Congress, my life is as important as yours. My life means as much to me as yours. And apparently I'm more prepared to deal with things than you are. And the only thing keeping me from doing it, from sea to shining sea, border to border, is you. So, first things first, when you get back in session, tell Eleanor Holmes Norton to sit down and shut up. Tell Representatives King and what's this other yahoo that got involved in this, Thompson, tell them to sit down and shut up. None of you are talking about anything based in fact, rooted in logic. And, you know, I deserve my rights to self-defense. And don't worry, I have a concealed carry permit. I'm the most law-abiding in the United States. You have nothing to fear from me except the fact that I might not be there. So bear that in mind, yo. When we get back, we're going to talk about some NBC News fake news on the millennials and guns. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Here we are again. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is, well, let's, Frog Lube is a solution to more than one problem, but it was only designed to be one solution. Frog Lube was designed to be a lubricant, a world-class lubricant designed by a guy who knew what it meant to fight in different environments across this planet. Along the way, he developed a way to clean those guns. He had to because nothing in Frog Lube burns, so everything that does burn would attach itself to the non-burning Frog Lube. So the Frog Lube isn't becoming gummy, because it doesn't burn, but the Frog Lube, the stuff that is getting gummy is on the Frog Lube. So he had to develop a way to clean that off. So he developed the solvent, the Frog Lube solvent. That led to a world-class system of taking care of your weapon, which has also led to unprecedented lethality and readiness in a gun. If you need to increase your Frog Lube IQ, go to Frog Lube. It is getting easier and easier to find fake news these days. CNN, the New York Times, they're the prime providers for such drivel on this nearly daily basis. And then I saw this completely bogus information right on the big bold headline of a recent NBCNews.com business feature. Story headline, Millennials aren't that into guns except in video games. I just was at the NRA meetup. I was an old man there. The millennials were there. Gun culture 2.0 is there. I see them all the time, that 18 to 29-year-old age group. Since those acquaintances of mine are really into guns, as are my own children in that age group, I decided to dig deeper to find out their take on the topic. That's always a very dangerous thing to do if you're a logical person. If you delve into the story, you would find that, in fact, millennials are just as into guns as are other age groups. And the feature, despite its headline, even reported that exact fact. They're all leaning on Pews now, and according to Pew survey, 27% of people aged 18 to 29 own a gun. A number that, when compared with older age groups, doesn't relay a statistically significant difference. Pew Research's Kim Parker said, so even though millennials and Gen Z adults might purchase guns for different reasons than older people, they're evidently still buying guns. Right now, your brow is creased, and you have a perplexed look on your face, and you're saying, what about that headline about millennials not being into guns? Please, allow me to continue. Because we're going to waste another 5 minutes of your life as I dig deeper. And it seems the real gist of the story, unlike the focus of the headline, was that millennials reported that they are buying guns for different reasons than some older age groups. Older people are saying that they want guns for protection, but 18 to 29-year-olds are saying they're more into going shooting at a gun range. They're also more likely to listen to gun-oriented podcasts and shows, more likely to participate in online forums, and generally more likely to integrate technology in gun culture. Is that like a shock to you, Kim? This is coming from Kim Parker, Pew Research. Don't you know that one of the reasons Obamacare is dying is because the 18 to 29-year-olds think they're going to live forever and they don't need health insurance? Do you remember being an 18 to 29-year-old? I certainly do. I still think like one. I don't get up off the floor like one, but I still think like one. While more interesting information, that's a far cry from concluding that millennials aren't that into guns, where did the headline writer come up with this headline? Unfortunately, we can't find him and interrogate that pilgrim, so we're never going to know. But one thing is for sure, in this case, those people who only get their news from the headlines got a healthy dose of fake news about millennials and guns. I suppose that's what NBC was trying to accomplish from the start, unless they just have a really terrible headline writer. Another thing to consider. While we're all pushing for national reciprocity and the Hearing Protection Act, and we're waiting for them to weave their slow, methodical course through Congress, which is countered at every turn by gun control Democrats and their surrogates in the media, state legislatures around the country are working to repeal gun control and to expand the exercise of Second Amendment protected rights via pro-self-defense legislation. Now, it's important to note that state legislatures are not working to expand these rights, but to expand the exercise of the rights they're already there. And these rights have been denied to the people via a whole bunch of different gun control schemes. Consider state-level efforts undertaken to secure permitless or constitutional carry in 2017. In New Hampshire, a 3-year push to liberate residents from the burdensome task of acquiring a permit to exercise firearm freedoms finally prevailed. Governor Maggie Hassan, a Democrat, vetoed legislation to repeal the permit requirement in 2015 and 2016, but legislators continued to push, and on February 22nd, Republican Governor Chris Sununu signed Senate Bill 12, and it was done. It was done. After all, open carry without a permit is already legal in New Hampshire, and Bradley did not agree with criminalizing law-abiding citizens simply because their clothing, like a jacket or a sweatshirt, covered up their gun. Wow! Common sense! Then North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum signed HB 1169 to abolish the concealed carry permit requirement. On signing the bill, West Fargo Pioneer quoted Burgum as saying, North Dakota has a rich heritage of hunting and a culture of deep respect for firearm safety. On April 5th, constitutional carry legislation passed the South Carolina House by a vote of 64 to 46. Mike Pitts pushed it. I know, Mike. This bill was a very simple bill. It means, by definition of the Constitution, it gives you the ability to carry and bear arms without having to be permitted by the country. Minnesota, where Genesis is, Genesis Communications, has introduced a constitutional carry bill. Republican lawmakers introduced a bill that would allow all legal Minnesota gun owners to carry their weapon in public. Constitutional carry was also proposed in Alabama, Michigan, Texas, and Wisconsin. It was proposed and passed in South Dakota, but vetoed by Republican Governor Dennis Dugard. Carrying a gun is breaking out everywhere. It's breaking out everywhere. April 4th, the Iowa Senate voted 33-17 to pass legislation containing a stand your ground statute. The Des Moines Register reported that the bill's language on standing one's ground says a law-abiding person does not have a duty to retreat before using deadly force with a gun. So, in other words, it is stand your ground 101. Florida already has a stand your ground law, but lawmakers are working to strengthen it, even though a judge has gotten in the way of it. There's also, and continue to be, state-level efforts to speed up the process by which domestic victims with a restraining order against an ex-boyfriend or violent spouse can acquire a concealed carry permit. Here in South Carolina, for example, if that happens, then both of you, if you have a permit, lose your permit. That's stupid. That's the most stupid of things I've ever heard. It's just dumb. Carrying a gun is breaking out everywhere. Everywhere. And it is good. And I'm happy. I'm just sitting here being happy. I'm just going to sit here being happy. Because what's good for the country is self-defense, especially in this era. One more time, I hand this back to Genesis Communications Network. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube will work on any weapon you have as long as it has metal. Frog Lube will lubricate your weapon. It will clean your weapon. You can buy the CLP and just use one application. The thing about it is I so much enjoy watching how clean these guns get with the solvent. So I don't use the CLP. I have some. I just don't use it, you know, because I want to do the two-pronged process. See, so I use a solvent, then I'm going with the extreme lubricant, and then I reassemble the gun, and the silky smoothness of the action is just gratifying. Check them out at froglube.com. Does anybody know what exactly the Antifa are resisting? Their slogan is hashtag the resistance. What exactly are you resisting? When it was the Jewish resistance during the Second World War, they were resisting the Nazis. The Nazis would show up, take them out of their homes, stick them in cattle cars, and send them to someplace like Auschwitz. So some of these guys started fighting back. They resisted. There is no active military-type campaign being waged against the leftists because, you know what? We all think the leftists still might be Americans. However, that has nothing to do with anything because they are the resistance. So now there's an open letter that was published on an anarchist website which urges the leftists and the progressives to take the side of violent anti-fascist Antifa groups. Antifa like to embrace violent acts like rioting and breaking storefronts and beating political opponents on the streets, which have correlated with an increasing number of violent incidents directed at conservatives and Republicans. To be a fascist, don't we have to be aggressive on some strata or something? There's a group called It's Going Down, a self-described digital community center from anarchist, anti-fascist, autonomous, anti-capitalist, and anti-colonial movements. Recently published an open letter to regular liberals and progressives urging them to take the side of the black bloc. They made headlines in June for reportedly calling for violence against Trump supporters. The article is titled Open Letter to Left or Liberals and Progressives from the Black Bloc. Does anybody besides me say to themselves when we hear something like this, would it be hard to figure out where this It's Going Down group is and deal with them if we were the fascists they claim we are? And should we be sitting back while they're calling for violence, instigating violence, inciting violence? Should we be sitting back just letting them do this? Because is that covered by freedom of speech? In their open letter, they write, "It is time for liberals and progressives to lose their illusions about the anarchist movement and our tactics, because, quite frankly, you have no one else willing to fight for you." Okay. They also brag about the Antifa confrontational and disruptive tactic. Do you want to know what would be disruptive Antifa? If you get confrontational with somebody like me. Now, let me explain this. This is not because I'm bad with two Ds. It's because due to my open heart surgery, my bar has been lowered drastically by what I have to consider life-threatening. So if I'm confronted by three of you because I'm wearing a Make America Great hat again, and you decide to confront and get disruptive with me, because I'm in the state of South Carolina, because I exist in the Castle Doctrine state, whereby wherever I can legally be, I can legally defend myself. If I feel like you're going to get disruptive of me, I will perforate you. Now, I don't necessarily want to do that. I certainly don't want to do that to other Americans. The whole idea of it is that this shouldn't have to happen. But since I am a Trump supporter, and that would be the only criteria by which you would be confronting me, well then, you're the ones lowering that bar. They write, "Confrontational and disruptive social movements have been the only thing which have helped defeat some of Trump's proposed policies, such as the Muslim ban 1.0. I only wish he would do that. You guys just don't get it, though. But they continue on, and it's only mass disruptive action which is the only hope of putting a wrench in the gears of everything from the deportation machine to the drive to war. What war? What war are we talking about? Your Nobel Prize winner, your Nobel Peace Prize winner, launched more cruise missiles than any other Nobel Peace Prize winner prior to him, or since him, or ever. They also continue, "Furthermore, it was the intense resistance that anarchists and anti-fascists engaged in after the election, at the inauguration, and against the far right, which made it harder for the regime to roll out the totality of their agenda for fear of full-scale revolt." I really wish you would put that. Look, if you're a leftist and you operate in an inner city, which is run by leftists, you guys are not as bad as you think you are. You're not as disruptive as you think you are. The country is not just on the coasts. Now, quite frankly, if Milo Yiannopoulos can't speak at Berkeley, I don't know exactly what we lose. If I'm far right, then, you know, strategically and tactically, not getting to talk at Berkeley and having you guys burn Berkeley to the ground. And some of you out there right now are wearing stuff by a company called Patagonia, who sponsored monetarily parts of that particular riot. We know, we can find out what you're doing and how you're doing it. And, you know, the article reads, "Liberals and progressives, your world is on fire." No, you're setting it on fire. The only problem is that you think we're going to sit back and just watch it happen. We're not going to sit back and watch it happen. In the moments where the supposed right fight back, you guys get your clocks cleaned. Because you're all non-combatants that run to violence in some fantasy world. This isn't Call of Duty. You can't respawn. The world isn't on fire. Trust me, we just put up with 8 years of Obama. If it isn't on fire yet, it isn't likely to combust. They continue with the institution's checks and balances and very government that you place your faith in is decaying all around you. And at every turn, the state seeks to roll back any assemblage of democratic oversight or accountability. The Democrats openly plan to move to the right as standards of living, the environment, and basic entitlements, rights, and freedoms are attacked. This isn't a time for you to strengthen those institutions. It's time for desertion. It's time for the liberals and progressives to lose their illusions about the anarchist movement because, quite frankly, you have no one else willing to fight for you. And they end by saying, we know that we cannot separate fighting against domination and exploitation without the project of building a different world at the same time. In the face of everything that the dominant system and the far right is throwing at us, we urge you to join us. Good luck with that, brother or sister, whoever wrote that. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. That's a suicide pact you're proposing right there. We in the gun rights world know that. Because we in the gun rights world have done assessments of what thing, how things would happen in one of these bad tyrannical moments when the Second Amendment actually had to fire up and go. And we know how that would go. And for you to consider that, you know, most of you are in these coastal enclaves where you're in gun-free zones. You don't own guns. You don't know how to get guns. If you do get them, you don't know how to operate them. It would end very badly for you. There is no project building a different world at the same time. There would just be the end for you. Now, tomorrow night, if everything goes well, we'll be joined by Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense, the world according to Second Call Defense, as we always do on Wednesday night. And we will be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.